Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
G'day. Welcome to Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with my co-host, Brian Tankersley. We'd like to talk to you about Engage 2023. Brian and I both presented at the event and both attended, but he started off his time attending the CPA Practice Advisors 40 Under 40. Now, if you're a listener and would like to apply, you certainly could apply to be in this group, which is a very interesting group of young CPAs with a significant amount of technology and practice knowledge. Now, Brian, I know you attended the 40 Under 40 this year, and you've been on the 40 Under 40 in the list in the past. What should our listeners know about what you learned?
Well, I think it's helpful to go to these kinds of meetings because there are a lot of very talented, very forward-thinking practitioners in there. You know, we had people in there that were running their own practices and that were just generally were just doing interesting things. And so the conversation was really good because you got to find out what was actually working and what wasn't working in their minds. It was also interesting. We had some discussions about practice management philosophy and generative AI and other things like that. And most of this group is actually trying the generative AI. By the way, you got to be really careful about the privacy issues with that. But the only way to learn how to write prompts is to do it. So it's something that you're going to have to throw some time at. But with the group, we had presentations from Intuit and Wolters Kluwer, and I think we had a lot of very good, interesting discussions. I think they were generally upset that there hadn't been more progress in getting some of the cloud applications out. I think they were working on issues like practice management that have been a theme that you and I've seen, Randy, in the profession, where people are interested in doing something a little bit different for practice management. This group, obviously, since many of them had started their own firms or were the benevolent overlord taking over their parents' existing firms, as a result, this group seemed to have some more forward thinking things in there. You know, some of them were using the NULA engagement letter generator. Some of them were using tools like GoProposal to set up their proposals. Most of them were doing engagement letter e-signature and had that going. So there were a lot of interesting practices that we discussed.
Yeah. And, you know, as I listen to you talk about that, I understand when I was younger, I was also impatient, but I'm going to flip it all the way upside down. It seems to me that the development cycle of products is notably slowed down because of the money behind the companies. They've been kind of cutting corners on developers and cutting corners on support people and so forth, trying to drive more bottom line profit. I think that would be a trend across the entire profession, which, you know, we have a separate technology lab on practice management trends, for example, and tech governance, which we certainly encourage you to listen to. But as it turns out, these trends, I think, are long-term trends because you have the public companies like Intuit and Wolters Kluwer, who I think attended the 40 Under 40 event. You've got the whole genre of AI, which we've had multiple different episodes, at least five on AI, and we'd encourage you to listen to those with many of the cautions and whatnot. But whenever you hang out with smart people, my rule of thumb is you learn something new. And that's the good news of being able to attend, you know, that type of event. I also note, Brian, that the CPA Practice Advisor sponsored the Most Powerful Women. And in both of these lists, the 40 Under 40 and Most Powerful Women, I would encourage you to look up to see who was there. But again, a pretty smart group of people to hang with. And you and I think know pretty much everybody on both lists.
Yeah, except for Janet Yellen, who was on the Most Powerful Women in Accounting. And, you know, I kind of question whether she's really in accounting because I don't know how much accounting goes on at the federal level. But anyway, But it was a good event. You know, there was a lot of buzz at Engage around AI, Randy. You know, I noted that FieldGuide had some announcements where you could basically feed in policies and then it would summarize them for you. There was a lot of people were wanted to use Copilot today. And John Higgins, you in your presentation, me in mine, John Higgins in his, all talked about Microsoft Copilot, which is due out later this year and is going to be an upcharge for Office. So we don't, you know, we got a lot of things we don't know there. Thompson in their legal division has shown a contract generator that uses ChatGPT. However, with Thompson's reorg, all the development is centralized as opposed to being by division. And so I think, you know, that since that contract generator is still in beta and still just kind of a proof of concept, I think that it's going to be quite a while before anything comes out. Somebody was on Twitter yesterday talking about wanting to know what the status of using something like that in accounting was. And if I was a betting man, I would say the earliest you would see something like that, given this reduced in spend and reduced in development that you were talking about, Randy, I think the earliest you might see a proof of concept of that would be something at their user conference this fall.
Yeah, understood. And you know, there were a lot of other accelerator veterans besides the FieldGuide folks. You know, both of us know Kelly Mann from AuditMiner well, and you've already mentioned Nuula, for example. Of course, AuditMiner is going to get their SOC certification for that product, but you also had players
I actually sat next to Kelly in the SOC session. And in a SOC session that was right before my session. And, you know, she's one of the 25 most powerful women in accounting. So she actually got the award. And I think she's an amazing addition to this. You know, she's a dynamo. And I think she's somebody definitely to watch.
Yeah, very interesting. And, you know, as it turns out, others like the 4Impact Data folks or the Sender folks, for example, you know, they had presence at the event, and many people don't recognize that the products exist yet.
And the thing about it is that's where most of the original thinking is coming in right now. You know, if you look at, you know, these problems that these startups are solving, you know, whether it's the data-driven audit and inflow, or whether it's the whether we're talking about FieldGuide and the need to map the different audit schemas on top of each other. So SOC, the control objectives you have for SOC and for regular audit and for COSO and for ISO 27001, you know, mapping those on top of each other so you don't have to do the same work three times, I think is a pretty big deal. You know, I'm disappointed, but not incredibly surprised, because it seems like the earnings pressure that the existing players are getting is just really, really strong these days.
It is real. And in fact, we said it to each other independently, coming to the same conclusion, but I heard it directly from way too many people. The expectations, our performance plan is unachievable. And, you know, we're set up for failure in effect. And, you know, I just think about how many long-term and newbies, by the way, contacts from the vendor floor basically were talking about what they had to be able to achieve. And
I think a lot of that is related to the fact that we have people coming in that are very good at managing investments and doing due diligence and running companies that are in a different vertical. And they're having now to make some decisions, not understanding the whole ramifications on the existing relationships with the profession. You know, accountants, like, you know, accountants switch tax software. You've said, I think you're the first to say it, switch tax software about as often as major world religions. And, you know, adoption of audit things is on a 3-year cycle, usually tracking the peer review. There are a lot of things like that, because there are so many moving parts that have to be dealt with when we're changing this stuff out on a practice that is, by the way, continuing to run and do all the other things there. So, yeah.
And I was amazed, Brian, how many conversations I had to have related to the SurePrep not working with ProSystem tax announcements over the month of May. And, you know, people were just amazingly frantic is the word I'm going to use, because they're forced to change software in many cases.
Yeah. So here's the facts as I understand them from a presentation from Dave Weil. I've gotten some independent corroboration from Walter Skluger and others, but what my understanding is that Walter Skluger is not going to renew SurePrep's license for ProSystem FX tax after November of this year. And that means that all SurePrep's outsourced preparers will no longer be able to use ProSystem FX tax. Okay. So that means that those firms, should they wish to continue using SurePrep, will have to upgrade to Access or switch to Expetax or do something different. So that's a big move here. And, you know, it kind of reminds me of when Thompson wouldn't integrate with people 15 years ago. Now, Dave says that Thompson has gotten religion on that and that they're open and everything. And maybe they are. But I will tell you that I had a couple of people that you and I talked to that were trying to get integrated with Practice CS that were struggling. And so, you know, I think we have to watch out for this this proprietary data strategy and again, some of the moves in here. I think we've got so much pressure going on. People don't know what to do.
Yeah. And, you know, as you're thinking about these trends, obviously you and I have run the Accounting Firm Operations Technology Survey for, you know, about a decade, and we get to spot those trends oftentimes a year to 2 years before they become obvious in the market. But I am now more than convinced than ever, this conversation we've had in the past about choosing all one suite from a single vendor like Walter Skluger or Thomson Reuters versus best of breed, some of the risks of best of breed are becoming obvious if the suppliers don't play friendly. And, you know, there's always been walled gardens and, you know, some vendors won't expose all of their data for various reasons and whatnot. But this particular forced conversion is going to be fascinating to watch play out. Now, we have actually worked through a way that you can split your, Walter Skluger ProSystem tax and Access tax and process with SurePrep and so forth. So, it can be solved, but it isn't an easy solve. And a lot of people didn't have that on their agenda to solve this year until they found out about it in May. So again, you know, I'm just thinking about the vendor conversations and the attendee conversations that engage. This was a frantic point.
But let's not forget now, for those that are trying to solve these data integration problems and other things like this, there are companies out there like Once Accounting, and there are robotic process automation tools out there that can be used to automate some of this integration, even if somebody won't let you do it. Okay, so for example, if you had a spreadsheet, you know, if SurePrep were to create the input data that they want to map over to the tax software, if they were to create the working papers associated with that and then just put that into a spreadsheet, somebody could write an RPA bot to go input that into ProSystem FX tax and kind of work around this. But that's an ugly task that we're talking about. And that's something that is going to need more testing than I think we have window to do between now and January.
Yeah, I think that's true. Well, you know, there's a couple of other important observations, I think. Of course, we note that IRIS had announced in January that they were going to consolidate Docket and iChannel into one. And they have also announced that they're going to consolidate Star Practice Management Practice Engine Centa into one. So there's some IRIS consolidations that will affect some of our listeners clearly. But, you know, if you go back to the big trends besides AI, because everybody's talking about AI like they know what they're doing, and it's also novice and new, but single portal.
You know, but can I say that with AI, it reminds me so much of the social media consultants and the SEO consultants 15, 20 years ago when it was all new. You know, a homeless guy can hold up a sign and say that I'm an AI consultant now.
You know, I think that's pretty true, Brian. It is pretty much like that, isn't it? So, you know, there are maybe a couple of other important things to call out, because the number one trend after AI, in my mind, was single portal. Everybody's trying to get to single portal. And of course, you know, the SureLink folks were on the floor, and the CEO joined them. At the event, but you had Lissio, who was holding meetings on this, and others were trying to get their smart vault was present and so forth, just to name three single portal approaches. Of course, ShareFile, a long-term product that we've talked about, was trying to make a new impression with their change in management. But when everything's said and done, single portal, big deal. But the other one was the lack of talent is still a problem. We've got another technology lab speaking about outsourcing, but as it turns out, the talent shortage is not quite as severe as it was, but it's still real. And we were introduced by Val Steed from Zoho to a provider called Miles Education, which was a very fascinating model. So do you want to describe that for the listeners?
Sure, Brian? Yeah. So in Miles Education, what they're doing is they're taking people that are students that are working in India today as accountants for PwC and the Big Four and other outsourced operations. In some cases, they are doing just data entry. In other cases, they are actually going in and doing some of the prep work. So some of them actually hold CAs. They're chartered accountants in India. What these people are doing is they're coming over to the States, they're enrolling in a Master of Accountancy program. They've got partnerships with a wide range of universities. And so they are taking these folks that are coming over with experience already, that have already become acclimated into professional practice, and they're putting them into master's programs. And then the employees, then after they graduate, they can actually stay in the U.S. for a couple of years. And then they're going to, most of them are planned to apply for an H-1B visa. And then do that for a couple of years in the U.S. And if they get an H-1B, great. If they don't get an H-1B, then they could go back to India and effectively be very experienced staff people that could train others. And they would already have had 2 years of onshore work with the firms that hire them. Now, big firms are doing, you know, big associations were doing this. We're hiring these folks. I think they cited BDO and McGladrey and again, other top 50 firms. And they said that these folks are just getting snapped up because effectively they're getting people that have 5 years of experience inside an accounting firm, plus a recent master's degree and they're just picking the best of the best because these folks want to leave India and come to the States. And so it's it's an interesting model, I thought.
Yeah, I had not seen one like it. So it was interesting to meet the one of the representatives of the company. Now, you know, just a couple more ideas before we have to close today's session. I know that the AICPA has been promoting their DAS audit product. And of course, we've got a separate session technology lab on audit tool trends that you might want to listen to if you have an interest in audit comp and review. But we do note that the DAS product has a bit of delay to it, but it will make it out this year. So what can you tell our listeners about that?
It's like I said, that's the topic that comes up a lot in a lot of the thought leaders / speaker dinners and things like that, because there are a lot of CPA.com folks, of course, that are in there. And it's my understanding that DAZ has been delayed until it's supposed to come out with a commercial release in July. Right now, it's kind of in a beta. And they did, I think Jim Burke at Witham did some work on auto dealerships in a very limited trial. And so there's still some things to work on there. I am told that the amount of money AICPA has spent on this is in the tens of millions of dollars. So I'm quite excited about seeing what they've done. But at this point, we're still kind of waiting to see what this looks like.
Yeah, understood. Well, you know, we were fortunate to be able to do, in my case, Tech Update. In your case, I know you did RPA and so forth. Always a pleasure to be able to go and speak, but just as important to be able to talk with a number of the attendees and the vendor exhibitors. So, you know, just thinking it through, I know there's much, much more we could talk about because of the things that we encountered, but there weren't that many announcements. There weren't that many new products, products that we've recommended, like the .cpa domain were covered in sessions and whatnot, but any other things of note?
I think it is more critical than ever that you get out and go to big conferences right now. There's a lot changing with practice management, with new products, with data-driven audit, with generative AI. And I think you need to, I think the problem we all have is that we don't know what we don't know. And the only way you're going to get it is to get out and talk to other people that are trying things and to get out and see things face to face and understand what's possible. And so, you know, Engage is done for this year, but Digital CPA is coming up this fall. Scaling New Heights is in, I guess, late June. I don't know if this podcast will come out before then, but you know, there are a lot of national conferences, and I think it's important that you keep up, because I think the pace of change we're looking at right now is much faster than we've ever had in the past. And the likelihood of you getting left behind is pretty strong if you don't start adapting to some of these changes, because I sense that they're coming down the pike very, very fast, much faster than traditional standard settings things have come down the pike. And so I think you're going to have to really watch out if you're moving, because I think it's going to be really, you know, this is like a situation where you have an interstate with a speed bump. Okay. I think you have to really watch, because I think those speed bumps are there. And if you don't know they're there, you're going to have a mess on your hands.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. And I will also caution you, if you're staying inside your own four walls, the misrepresentations from sales reps and on vendors' websites are pretty broad. I did consulting work just yesterday with multiple CPA firms, and in every situation, they'd looked at content on the vendor website that was incorrect. And so I don't know why, I just know it was wrong. Right.
And that's another reason to go to the big conferences, because I get more networking done and more real stuff solved in one day of a big conference like Engage or Scaling or others than I do in a month of trying to go to webinars and make phone calls and chase people down at the office. So I just had, you know, 4 days at Engage, and I got to tell you, I'm loaded up with all kinds of stuff. But if I didn't do that, then I would be getting behind and might not even know it.
Yeah, understood. Well, such a pleasure to have you join us for this update. And hopefully you got an idea or two out of what happened at Engage. And Brian and I will be with you in a future technology lab. Good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.